Okay, but let's start now on page Ayin Gimel. We're up to Siman Yud Sifkat Yudali Zor Shayu Haritzuas Betzad Hashachar Luchutz. Be very careful. We put on the Ritzuas. The Ritzuas should be the black. Should be on the outside. The Imira Loi Shenefka Haritzuas Shesav Veroisha Yosav Zuroi Betzad Halavan Luchutz Yis Aneh. Very interesting halacha. Person Chatz Shalom. He davens. Says Kriyash Shema. He says Shemoneh Shem. Then he realizes that the Ritzuas were upside down. That the part that went around the head, the part that went around the head was inverted, the part that's white, that was black, was on the lower portion, the part that's supposed to be white was above, it was reversed. So yis aneh, so that means that he said kriya shma without wearing tefillin properly. So now, who's yotze tefillin? Obviously, before he leaves, he should correct the tefillin and wear the tefillin for a few moments the proper way. But while he said the brachos, while he said he daven, his tefillin were not on properly. So that requires a person to make a cheshbon hanefesh that something here has went wrong. He did not; it was a mistake. It was an error. It's a very interesting halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to him. If such a thing has happened to him that he did not wear a tefillin properly when he davened Shemon Esri and when he recited Kriya Shema with the Birkas Kriya Shema, there's something wrong. Therefore, it's proper to fast. Today, we do not fast, obviously. O yifteh b'tzedakah, you shall give tzedakah and make a cheshbon hanefesh. V'chein im nafal lo ha'tefillin li'aretz, if chas v'shem tefillin fall on the ground, b'loy nar tikon, out of their boxes, they fall out alone. Yesh leigam kein lehis son, as a person should fast. Avlam naflu bin artikin, but if the tefillin fall bin artikin in their kiss, einoy tzarich lesanus, if they are in the bag or even in the box, you do not need to fast. Ella yitain is a double tzedakah, you should give a double tzedakah. That is a very common shayla halach lemaisa. Well, how far do we go in this matter? Let's see over here the bottom. Chavav first in the bottom. Chavav, Hatfil Laretz, Ayim Shari Tshuva, B'Shem El Yaakov, De Hasaf Solom. The first he talks about another issue. He talks about putting tefillin underneath your bench. In many shuls, they have chairs, or they have pews, and you can put a sitter underneath the bench. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, the Mishnah Berurah is very machner. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not allowed to put a sitter underneath your chair. Because when you're sitting on the chair, you are sitting, it's a bezoin for the sitter. So here he's not as machmir. He says that it's okay as long as there is a hefsek, as long as the sitter does not make direct contact with the actual upper part of the chair. If the cavity, which most of them are, where you put your sitter, there is a space, lechatchila, there should be at least a full tefach between the end of the sitter and the top of the chair, and the chair part, the hard part. If you have a tefach, that is okay. B'di'evin, even if you don't have a full tefach, as long as you do have a slight hefsek between the end of the chair and the sitter, or the tefillin, it is okay, b'di'evin. So here he writes, b'shem ha'al Yaakov, te'hasaf solom, the benches, shal besach neses, she'tachteyem yesh teva, beneath the actual chair where you sit, there is a tefach. There is a box, katana, latznia sham talis with tefillin, a compartment to put your talis with tefillin. The al gabi afsasom yoshim, and you sit on top, directly on top of your talis and tefillin, and for that, and on top of the sidurim. Hel lo sham, according to the Shari Tshuva, the mitzad halacha tzarech sheyehe chalal tefach, there should be at least an open tefach ben hatfilin l'makom hayeshiva. The alkoponim, chalal tzas yesham, if you don't have a full tefach, as long as you do have at least some hefsek, some open space between the top of the talis and tefillin and the chair, that b'dievet is okay. Now halacha l'mais, if tefillin fall on the ground, what do you do? So it's clear, if it's in the bag, if the tefillin are in the bag, or the tefillin are even in the box and falls on the ground, then it's clear you do not need to face your gift stock. If the tefillin are not in the bag, they are exposed, and the tefillin shall yad, the tefillin shall fall on the ground. So it says here in the Kit Shochnach, and it's put on Shochnach, Mishnah Berurah as well, you're supposed to fast. Bezman hazeh, we're very, very weak. So many of us will ask a shal shav, they'll tell him, do not have to fast, you can give tzedakah. But a person could fast, ideally he should fast. And yeshiva, they tell you that since you're learning Torah, so you know, definitely should not fast. You should better just focus and learn better, eat and have koyach to learn, and that definitely is better than fasting. People that are not learning, they are working, they're involved in they're working, and by them it's they're not learning, and they have the ability not to skip lunch, not to eat, and especially if it's a short day, a short winter day, may ikar hadin, if chas v'sham tefillin fall on the ground, person should really fast. The only excuse not to fast is only if instead of fasting you're going to be sitting and spending your time learning the Torah. You should make a neder b'shas mincha the next day. But okay, so you're asking about what about that day itself? That day itself is if you leave breakfast. I don't know the answer. Okay, I don't know the answer. Now, what about someone else? Someone who sees the tefillin fall on the floor. Do they have to fast? Not necessarily, but it's not so simple. If you're sitting next to your neighbor and you see his tefillin fall on the floor, so you don't have to fast because it's not your tefillin, but you also are required to make a cheshbon hanefesh, and you should give a small amount of tzedakah. The big shail is if chas v'shom a sefer Torah falls on the floor. It's not so uncommon. Simchas Torah. It happens every so often. So what do you do? So there are different opinions. Many poskim. No, not necessarily if you saw it. I think the hachra of most poskim. Yeah. Yes, fast. The whole place.
Everybody, the people that were closest to the bima.
Yeah.
And it bounced off. No one was watching it. Dancing. It bounced off the shulchan.
Yeah.
He made the people around us on Yom Tov. He told them that
on Yom Tov?
He was livid. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he started to make his
money. He didn't see it. Where are you saying? Uh-huh.
Where were you on?
So I heard, I once heard of a story in Shul where Sefta fell on the floor and they asked even Gdolim and they said, anyone that actually saw the Sefer Torah on the floor should fast. Those that were in the shul that did not see, in the room, they were in the back, on the side, but did not see the Sefer Torah fall on the floor, do not need to fast. They won't, they can, but at least they should give tzedakah. But those that actually see it fall, I heard this year, a few months ago, a story in a yeshiva where the Sefer Torah fell, but they caught it. It didn't actually, but the Atzei Chaim touched the ground. The Atzei Chaim were on the ground, were touching, but it didn't fully land on the ground. So they asked, they got different opinions. They asked, the answer was they don't have to fast. They were lenient, but... Okay, but the issue always is the only heter you have is in yeshiva. If you're in yeshiva and you're planning on spending your day learning Torah, then there are grounds, there are a lot of leniencies not to fast. But if you're not learning, you're working, then it's not so simple. Then there are requirements. The requirements to fast are much greater than just getting stuff. Yeah. Did the tefillin actually touch the ground? Yeah, so then it's the same problem. If the tefillin are make contact with the ground, even though they're attached to the person, that's equivalent to the tefillin falling. If the person falls on the ground and he's sitting on the ground and the tefillin is on his head and his arm, they're not touching the ground, that's not called fell on the ground. But if your tefillin are actually making contact with the ground, that's l'chor. So he's sick. That's already an oinus. I don't know. I guess every situation, you can't generalize. Every situation is probably different. Yeah.
No difference.
Even the same thing that's possible after fast. Same Kedusha.
In the same context, they make very light of the Ritzuas.
Oh, so we discussed that. Some even have the custom. We learn over here soon. Some have the custom that the Ritzuas should go on the ground. There's such a custom. He told me, he verified that in Satmar, there is such a minog, axle rod. I told him, he didn't believe me, and he checked it out, that we're very nizar, that our ritzuah should not touch the ground. We're going to have that soon. But there is such a approach by certain groups of people that no, that's the whole purpose of the ritzuah. The purpose of the ritzuah is that the Shechina, Hashem's divine name, His presence, extends all the way down to the furthest corners of the world, all the way down to the earth. And Adam, when you take off your you take out the tefillin from the box, you throw them on the ground. You want them to touch the ground to show that Hashem's Kedusha reaches all the way down to the furthest corners of the earth. We do not do that. That's not accepted by us. We consider it Sustav Kedusha. We don't do this. But there is such an approach. Certainly, we do consider this to be true to the degree that you definitely do not need to fast or give tzedakah if your Ritzuos make contact with the ground. Tzitz is also a question. There's a deacon, the Gemara seems to say that it was the custom. We don't allow it. We consider it to be a bizoin for the mitzvah of the tzitz is to make contact with the ground. But there are opinions that say no. The whole purpose of the tzitz is that they should touch the ground. Again, we do not do that, but there are other approaches to this. Okay, let's go further. Let's see Tezrav. We discussed this a number of times. A person who removes his tefillin because he has to go to Beis HaKisei, you need to make a new bracha. Now that's what provided, of course, you're going to the Beis HaKisei for Gedolim, because you're not allowed to take all your tefillin with you into the Beis HaKisei for Gedolim, or you are Mesiach Daiton. Even if you're taking off this tefillin even for Katana, but you totally remove your mind from your tefillin, then you do not, you need to make a new bracha. What happens if a person is in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema, he has an emergency, he has to go to the Beis HaKisei. So when you come back from the Beis HaKisei, you're not allowed to put the tefillin back, you're not allowed to make a bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsing the Birchas Kriyat Shema. To hide them in Birchas Yotze or Lahalon, lo yafsik, Birchas Sha'ala tefillin, you're not allowed to be mafsik, el yanichin b'le brachos, where you should do is you should put them on below bracha ulachar tefillah shemun esher yimashmesh b'yom yivarech aleihem. If you have to take off your tefillah in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema to go to the Beis HaKisei, when you come back you put them on, you do not make a bracha. After shemun esher you then move them to the side, you move your tefillah shalosh to the side, you move your shalyah to the side, you make the bracha leniach tefillah, you put it back in place, and then you make the bracha al mitzvah tefillah, and you put your tefillah shalosh back in place after you finish the shemun esrei. Let's go to the next halacha. Tazayin calls man shat tefillah olav lo yasiach daitamim. When you're wearing tefillin, you must always have kavana. I am wearing the Shem Hashem. 21 shemos are in the tefillin shel rosh, and 21 shemos in the tefillin shel yad. The tzitz, the kohen gadol, only has one shem. Kodesh la Hashem only once. Tefillin have 42 shemos when you're wearing tefillin. The only advantage of tefillin is that it's concealed. It's doubly wrapped. The tzitz had the chumrah is that the Shem Hashem was exposed. Kodesh la Hashem. The tefillin have the maila that the Shem Hashem is concealed within a double wrapping. But still you have Hashem's name, 42 references to Hashem in both combination, and Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So Kol Zman Shatun Lov Lo Yisich Daitim Yem Klal Chutz B'Mishas Tzfila Shemon Esrei V'Tal Mutar. When you are reciting Shemon Esrei, you can fully concentrate on the Nusach HaTzfila. You do not need to remember that you're wearing tefillin, and when you are learning, because the kedusha of Shemona Esrei and Talmud Torah itself is Megan is Keilu Kriyashma. It doesn't say. I don't know the answer. Maybe because when you're saying Kriyashma, you're going to make mention. So you have to have kavana. You have to touch. You're supposed to touch the tefillin when you say that pasuk. When you say those pasuk, you're mentioning the tefillin, so it's built in that you are going to come to a point in time in the Kriyat Shema where you have to think about the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Now it goes to another point. Halacha also lecha b'chem tzudas keva. You're not allowed to eat a tzudas keva. You're not allowed to have a real meal, because when you're eating a real meal, you are automatically you're not thinking about the kedusha of Tefillin. Avol achilas arai mutu lecha me'on l'chaim. After davening is over, if you want to make a l'chaim, take a little piece of cake and make a l'chaim, someone has a yard site or a tikkun, whatever those who do those things. I don't want, even though you don't hold from it, because you hold that you should fast, but you don't want to insult your friend, and yes, you make a l'chaim on the yard side, so you can take it. You do not need to take off your tefillin, make it, or then you can wear your tefillin. You should be aware, however, that there are many people that are nisar not to do this. It's a very big milah for the, we not, once you start having a l'chaim, eating some cake and start schmoozing, one thing leads to another. We are not as disciplined. Yes you can. He's going to recite the Chassam Sofer soon that he did have a cup of coffee. In the Iker Hadin, it's mutter. But today we are not disciplined as they were in previous generations, and one thing leads to another. Before you turn around, you will be doing things with your tefillin that are not proper, and even Chas Shalom, you can get them dirty, things can spill. We live in a different type of world today. We're much were too loose. And therefore, when they teach bar mitzvah boys to put on tefillin, I've heard this many times, they're very strict with them. They tell them, don't you dare put anything in your mouth when you are wearing tefillin, even though mikra din it's mutter. The halacha is it's mutter. Absolutely. You have to know the halacha. You can't make new chumras that don't exist. But we know that once we start playing around, one thing leads to another. It's not a nice thing to start to eat and drink while you're wearing your tefillin, because number one, you're ruined. And number two, it's not, you're not in the proper frame of mind. And even though we find that they did these things, they were different. When in the previous generation, they made a bracha. They made a bracha with kavana. When they ate, it was with a different kavana. It was all in the theme and the framework of what the tefillin is all about. But unfortunately, we're not holding where we should be. So he says, also lechem hem suas keva. Avachilas harai is mutter. Le'echol lechem behem. V'lishon, what about sleeping? You're not allowed to sleep for a few moments. V'lishon shenas harai osur behem. Why? Because you're not in control of your body, and you may pass gas, and that is strictly forbidden when one is wearing tum. On the bottom it says here, avachilas harai, Ayin b'shaylus hashuvus tesuras shay. So afilu lidon shayin manichim tefillin rak b'shad b'beis kriyashma tefillin gam kein mutal lechol lechol sarai. You would think that since in our time he's already coming to arouse the fact that what's the big deal? Today it's not like in ancient times when they wore tefillin the entire day. If you're wearing tefillin the entire day, you have to take a sip of water. You have to take a small amount of coffee. Eat something during the day. So therefore, it's understandable why it should be permitted. But today, what's the big deal? How long do we wear a tefillin for? We only wear a tefillin for, what, a half an hour? For 45 minutes a day. So what's the big deal to be nizer during that 45-minute period of time to take off your tefillin? No, you don't have to be more chomer than the ikar halach. If the halach is that it's mutter, you don't have to be machmir. And therefore, it's mutter to take a tima of achil sarai. Over minhogi chasam soifer, kasav shohoya minhogoi. The chasam soifer, he drank a cup of coffee with his tefillin on. Shohi minhogo, lil moi b'tefillin, to learn b'tefillin the rashi, ve'es limudo hoya man Mivin lefun of coffee for Hayashoisa when he was literally wearing a cup of coffee, and he would drink the coffee while he was wearing his tefillin. Next halacha yud zayin chayiv adam lemashmesh betefillin b'chol shah v'shah. You have to be always touch the tefillin every single moment. Shenis kabochem, to remember. Sha'al yidei zeh lo yavul yidei hesech hadas. By touching your tefillin, you will be careful, and you will not come lidei. When you touch your tefillin during different times of davening, for example, or during ukshartim lo sal yedech v'yu lit tortof espinecha, all the different minhagim. When you touch your tefillin, first you touch the shalyad and then you touch the shalrosh. Uminag yafa yimash tchilas shalyad v'yachacham shalrosh. Why malin? Kodesh v'loy mayridin. The tefillin shal rosh has more kedusha than the tefillin shal yad. Why? Because the tefillin shal rosh has the shin exposed, and also has the dalid, the keshal dalid, which is the majority of Hashem's name. U'min ha'gyofer l'mashmesh b'chem kishmaskim mitzvosim b'kriyashma kishoymon yitzir kishartom lo'os al yadecha m'mashmesh b'shal yad v'noyshek, and to kiss the shal yad. What do you kiss? Either you actually kiss the shal yad itself, I've seen people do that, or you kiss your fingers. You kiss your fingers. We once discussed, what's the purpose of kissing your fingers? Your fingers don't have kedusha, so it's symbolic. It's not what you touch. Why, when you touch a Sefer Torah, you touch a Sefer Torah and you kiss your fingers. When you kiss your children, you touch them and you kiss your fingers. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose of kissing your fingers? Your fingers don't have kedusha. When the kedusha rubs off, it transfers. I don't know the answer. We once discussed this a long time ago. It's a custom. It's a custom. It's symbolic.
Everyone can go over to
kiss the Torah. Or germs. You don't want to touch it because you're afraid of too many germs. I don't know. It's symbolic.
I think what you think I'm trying to do with the show.
Okay, let's just do it. We only have one more page. I didn't realize we had a page. I have to make more copies, but let's just finish
the bottom part. Malin b'koydesh v'loy maridin. Utfilin shal rosh kedushasa gedoyla mishal yad. Why? B'fi sheyesh b'dalid batin v'gam hashin. Therefore, because he's saying an additional thing, I didn't mention this, because that's four compartments. U'lechein ritzua shahoysa b'shal rosh osor la'soysa shal yad. Avu mishal yad mut la'soysa l'shal rosh. So the basic halacha, we'll do that next time, that it has higher kedusha and it's nagea. If the ritzuas were out, you're allowed to use the ritzuas shel yad for the ritzuas shel rosh. Now look over here, very interesting, when he says about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Since halacha is like Rashi, you can take the ritzuas of Rabbeinu Tam and use it for Rashi, but you're not allowed to take the ritzuas of Rashi and use them for Rabbeinu Tam. Look at it over here, we chav ches. We did ayin be'er heitev the osur lahachlef hakisim v'abatim v'aparshios for ritzus mishal rashi l'beinu tam. You're not allowed to switch. If you have even a box and you want to now use the box that was used for the shal yad for the shal rosh, even though it's cut out, we know you cut out for the yod, whatever the old types of boxes, you're not allowed to switch the kisim and the batim and the parshios. Parshios you have to cut, right? If you want to go use it to the parshios shalom. Yeah, parashas for Tzus Mishal. I'm sorry. These are from Shal Yad, but you want to use it for Rabbeinu Tam. Sorry. The Abatim, the parashas for Tzus Mishal Rashi l'Rabbeinu Tam. And the Tefillin Shal Rosh, you have the same four parashas, just the question is the order, how they're ordered in the Tefillin Shal Yad and the Tefillin Shal Rosh. According to Rashi, it's Shema, then comes V'Hoya Im Shemaya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's first V'Hoya Im Shemaya and then Shema. Kadesh, according to the other way around, I'm sorry, it's Shema, V'hoyim Shema, V'hoyo Ki, V'yachan, Kadesh, the two V'hoyos are next to each other, is that how it goes? Or it's the V'hoyim Shema first? According to Rashi, it's Shema, V'hoyim Shema, Kadesh, V'hoyo Ki, V'yachan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what comes first? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's first V'hoyo Im Shemoya, and then Shema, Kadesh, V'hoyo Ki, V'yachan. The two V'hoyos on the two extremes. The two V'hoyos on the two ends. So you would just matter reversing the order of the parashios. According to, you're not allowed to reverse them. Why not? Because the Kedusha of Rashi has a higher Kedusha than Rabbeinu Tam. And taking from Rabbeinu Tam and going to Rashi, you are downgrading. Over Mishnah Brura, Hevi Udiyesh Makilim Lachlif Mirabbeinu Tam Lashal Rashi, Keshe'ein Loy Acheres, when you don't have anything else, V'loy Ibcha, that Bidiyeved, you can go from Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi, but you're never allowed to go from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam, because Malin b'Kodesh l'Merudin the Ikar is like Rashi. Oid Kosav Sham the Im Motzer Ritzuas Ve'Ina Yodei Im Him Shal Rashi or Shal Rabbeinu Tam Yochol Lanichem L'Shal Rashi Deruba Manichem Shal Rashi. You find Ritzuas lying around, and you want to use them for your Tefillin, and you do not know if these came from Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. You can be lenient. You go Basar Rav. You could assume they came from Rashi, and you can use them for your Tefillin to Rashi. Okay. One last quick thing up here, we talked about that ritzus have to be black, but yodali, be very careful that the black is towards the outside. They have today new ritzuos, which is controversial. They have new ritzuos which are black and black on both sides. There are many people that are very, very nervous that the ritzuos should always be perfectly black. They're always taking paint, and they're always painting their ritzuos, and before they paint them, they say l'shem kedush, you have to say l'shem kedush as tillin. They have now a new thing where they take the leather and they soak it in black ink, in black paint. And that way, it's black. They make one side shiny, that's the black, and the back side, being that it was soaked in black paint, it is black through and through. So if it gets a crack, it will always be black through and through. Are these ritzuos good? Maybe it's not traditional, because according to the Gemara, it's shachar on one side and it's lavan on the other side. So now when it's black and black on both sides, it's not really what the Gemara says, so maybe that's not proper. So the hachra of the Gedolei HaPoskim is that it's kosher without question, even though it's black and black on both sides. Some hold that it's even better, because the only reason why the Gemara says it's white was because they just didn't have the technology to make it black and black. But being that we can make it black, if it gets a crack, it will always remain
remain black, you never need to take a magic marker or to take paint and make it black. So many hold that it is very good and it's preferred. Other poskim say chodosh osam in Torah, since this is not the way our ancestors did things, it's not traditional. I was once, and I can't tell you the names of all these secret stories, but I was once told to come early to davening because there's going to be a certain very, very distinguished person there. I used to be the one who used to adjust everyone's tefillin, the dalit. I knew how to do it, to adjust the dalit. And I was told it was the middle of the summer and there was really no one around. And there was a certain person, and he's in town. He had his tefillin checked. And he realized that they put on new ritzuos and he needs it to be adjusted. I better make sure I'm there nice and early in the morning to adjust for this person his dalid. And he told me, guess what he got? He got the new black and black ritzuos. So I figured, and this is a very, very famous person, which they're always taking pictures of. You know, they'll show the Gedolim pictures, all the children, they're always snapping pictures and selling the pictures. And he said, he brought his phone to get checked, he got them checked, the ritzuos are worn out. So he decided, oh, he wants to get the black and black. Okay, what do I care? Know the difference? I come the next morning, and I noticed they're not. They're new ritzuos, but they're black and white. So I went back to the person, and I said, yeah, everything was fine, we adjusted it, but you told me it would be black and black. It was black and white. He says, yeah, let me tell you what happened. He wanted the black and black, and he really likes it. He holds from it, because, you know, he doesn't like the paint, but the last minute he said, you know, all these kanoim out there, they're taking pictures of me, and they're looking, and if they'll see me wearing the black and black, they'll say that I give a haskama on the black and black. What do I need this for? I don't want to get involved in this issue. I don't want to, let me just get the black and white, you know, the black and white cookies. No one will bother me. No one will go and say, well, I said this, I did this. If I was a private person, I would get the black and black. But I'm not a private person, I'm a public figure. And I don't want to get involved in this debate. This was years ago when it first came out. I once asked the sofer, what do you do? You know, they have access to all the goods. The one that sits by the pot, he eats. So, what do you do? So he said to me, I wear Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. For Rashi, I have black and white. Rabbeinu Tam, I have black and black. And it's great. It's the best way to keep track of which one is which. Because when you have Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little bit confusing. We're going to have it later on. Later on in Kishon Nach, he says, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, you should be very careful. If you wear Rabbeinu Tam, it should be different. It should be smaller or bigger. It should be different that you can feel so you know you don't get them mixed up. Because it's very hard. You have to look where the hairs come out. You can get them in. If you get them mixed up, Chas v'shalom, Yotza, Schoroi behefseda. If you put on Rabbeinu Tam instead of Rashi, it's a terrible charpa because that's not the halacha. The halacha is like Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is only a bonus. If you don't have the ikra, there's no purpose of the bonus. I wear black and white for Rashi, black and black for Rabbeinu Tam, and it's great. I keep track of both with no problem whatsoever. I personally have the black and black, and I love it. I love it because you never have to paint it. It's always perfect. And it also has the mile of the Keses HaSofer, which is the one who wrote the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the Chudin. The Kes HaSofer is very machmir. The chudim, the sides of the ritzuos must be black. And all of the black and white ritzuos, they're not black. The top is black, and the sides, they're cut, the leather is cut, and whatever color. The Olam, the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't mention that it has to be black on the sides. It could be even says you don't need. And the Minhag HaOlam, 99.99% of the world, does not color the sides of the ritzuos black. The Kes HaSofer, which is the one of the Ikar Svarim in Hilchos Tam, every sefer has to know Kesa Sofer inside out to get the Ksav Kabbalah, says that the sides of the Ritzuos must be black, the Chudim are black. And people are very Nizar, they roll it up, they roll up the Ritzuos, they take out the magic marker, they take the paint, and they paint the Chudim, the sides, black. It's very easy to do. You just take the Ritzuos and make it into a roll, and then you just make the sides black. You say, Lashem, and get the hither of the Kesa Sofer that the Chudim are black, but that's not the Minhag HaOlam. But if you buy black and black, it's black on both sides, then you are black on both sides, then you are, it's right. Black on the side as well. So the big question that I always wondered about, I don't have a clear answer.
What if it turns over, then?
Oh, that's the big question we're talking about right now. We learned over here in passing that if you're wearing the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and then by mistake it turns over, right? So you have to fast. Why that's so? The halacha is true even if you have black and black. because it's not an issue. I don't know for sure. I wonder about this question because it's not just the black. The underside is halachically white, even though theoretically, even though the color, the physical color is black, but halachically it's called white. When you make the kesher in a certain way, where it comes out in a certain way. We only make it black for a practical purpose, that if you soak the ritzu in black paint, then if there's a crack on the top, it will remain black. We're not making the ritzu black on the bottom so that we should have black on both sides so you can reverse the ritzu and you can put it on backwards and forwards. That's not the purpose. In halacha, there's the top part, which is the halachic black, which comes out of the ritzua, and then there is the terminology, top and bottom. So if it turns upside down, even if you're wearing black and black ritzuos, you do... black and black rituals, you still should fast or give tzedakah. You have to wear them right side up.
The difference is, however, is usually when it turns over, you may not notice it, but someone else may notice.
So it's a ma that should not be black. It's a ma that should not be black, right? Yeah, okay.
Don't point out my shalyan automatic on the other side, which I can't see. So
Right. So you can't see. Okay. Okay. So let's take a break.